Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. It is the Sunday before Thanksgiving, and for those of you in the adult entertainment world, you know that means that awards season has officially begun. This week, both XBiz and AVN announced their big nominations for their January shows. There were a few others as well, but obviously these are the two big ones. AVN had their big awards party. That also means we'll be kicking off the yearly podcast series that I do about voting in the AVN Awards, which I've done for about 10 years now. Totally fun podcast series where we go through each category, break it down, answer your questions as we go. Usually takes about 10 or 12 podcasts to get that whole thing done. It gets exhaustive, but it's fun and the feedback's good, so we will be doing it again. This year I'm actually doing something a little different. This first podcast is sort of a reaction podcast. I've put the list of both XBiz and AVN up on my site, but I did not read them. I just copy and pasted them out of a press release, and I don't know who was nominated other than a few social media posts here and there. It's all kind of a surprise. So we're not going to break down all 7,000 categories, but I'm going to scroll down a little bit, and we're going to take a look and see some of the categories just to kind of get a first reaction sort of a thing. I may make this a video also for YouTube. Probably won't do the whole screen recording because I'm going to be probably jumping all over the screen. Be hard to follow. But if you would like to read along and check out the list, there'll be a link on my site, RogerViews.com. You can also go over to AVN.com, click on the awards. Actually, AVNAwards.AVN.com and click on nominees. So you can go down the list, view list. I'm going to go to RogerViews.com. The 2017 AVN Award nominations announced. That was the story that was put up. So here it is. Raw, having never seen it before completely, here it is. Hope you enjoy. Oh, by the way, contact Roger at RogerViews.com, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. If you have any questions, any topics you want to discuss during the podcast series, obviously we just had an election. Lots of people talking about that. Prop 60 in California was a big thing. And all the stuff that I've been doing recently, that was a big deal. How the new Attorney General may or may not affect porn, any of that stuff, if you want to talk about it, great. Otherwise, topics, comments, shoot them over to me. All right, so first on the list, All-Girl Performer of the Year. This is for all the performers who only do lesbian stuff. Lily Cade. Lily Cade's one of my favorite in this category. Princess Felicity Jade. Perennial nominee. Shyla Jennings, same thing there. Tanya Tate. Vanessa Veracruz. Charlotte Stokely. Yeah, the usual suspects there. Good list. It's a long list. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 people nominated in that category. That's a big list. BBW category, and you'll learn this if you listen to the podcast, but this is, the AVNs are a weighted ballot. So when I go through this, I'm going to have to rank these women 1 through 15. And it's important because where you put someone in the middle of the pack could end up affecting whether or not they win or not, because if you put someone low on the ballot, it can hurt them. BBW, okay, Eliza Lure, Bella Benz, Becky Butterfly, again, a lot of the same usual suspects here, April Flores, Carla Lane, Jade Rose, some again, another 15 people. It's tough. It makes it really hard. One of the things that's great and taxing about awards time are these kind of categories for me, because I watch and review some all-girl porn. Obviously, I'm very familiar with Tanya Tate and her work. Lily Cade, I love her work behind and in front of the camera. Shyla Jennings, Felicity. Some of the others I'm not as familiar with, so I have to go through and watch a lot of their work. Same thing with the BBWs. I'm familiar, obviously, with April Flores and Eliza Allure. So this is where my good friend Tim Von Swine and his Swiney's Pro-Am is doing a lot of BBW stuff, so I'll be able to check out the body of work over there for some of these women. I got a huge crush on Carla Lane. Everybody knows that. So early favorite probably goes to her. I'm more familiar with her work. Alright, looking down a little further, we've got Best Actor. These are single performance. Richie Calhoun in The Submission of Emma Marx. It's like the third year in a row there's been an Emma Marx movie, and Richie and Penny Pax will probably get nominated and be favorites for it again. Xander Corvus was really good in The Preacher's Daughter from Wicked. See, in some of these I have not seen. Like, the Digital Playground stuff I don't get anymore until the end of the year. So the Sherlock parody, the True Detective parody, haven't seen yet. Marcus London was good in The Devil Inside. I think Xander was probably better in Preacher's Daughter. Suicide Squad, Tommy Pistol was pretty good as the Joker. Seems like more of a supporting role to me, but... see, a lot of these now... there are fewer features to choose from, so I think some of the acting roles are being affected by that. Evan Stone as the Donald in The Donald, probably a favorite because it's topical. Honestly, it was a horrible movie, badly written, and Evan Stone just kind of phoned it in. He's a really good actor, but it was pretty mediocre. Asa Akira in The J.O.B. from Wicked, one of the best acting performances I saw all year. There's going to be, some, again, obviously some that I have to see. Carter Cruz in Supergirl and Axel Braun, that was pretty good. Jessica Drake in DNA was good. Jessica Drake, again, some of you who are not familiar with Adult know her now from the campaign, but probably the best actress in the business, was very good in DNA. Moving down, Sarah Love in Babysitting the Baumgartners was good. I'm surprised Annika Albright was not nominated for this same movie. Penny Pax, again, submission of Emma Marks. Cleo Valentine as Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad was good. I'm right in the middle of reviewing Lefty from Sweetheart Video, and Dana Vespoli's in it. So far, she's very, very good. Might be kind of a dark horse there. There's best all-girl group sex scene. We're going to skip over some of these. Best all-girl movie, AJ's Angels, Angela Loves Women. You guys are going to hear me mention the name Angela White a lot. Those of you familiar with porn know why. Those of you who are not familiar with porn, just go find Angela White and you will understand why. Let's see. Best all-girl series. I always look at see how many girlfriends are on here. One girlfriend, two girl. There's three girlfriend series. Cheer Squad Sleepovers, which I really like. Mother-Daughter Exchange Club and Women Seeking Women, one of the probably most popular all-girl series ever. On there. Best Pro-Am movie. These are always interesting to me, what qualifies as pro-am anymore. Like, for example, the Dancing Bear, which is a great series of like stripper shows. Is that pro-am? Amateur Introductions, Amateur POV Auditions, both from Amateur Allure. These are pro-porn girls early in their career, so it's tough for me. Best Amateur Pro-Am Series... The 100% Real Swingers from Vivid, Amateur Introductions, Amateur POV from Amateur Allure. Beautifully shot stuff, by the way. Amateur Allure stuff is gorgeous looking. Bang Bus, Crazy College Girlfriends, Dancing Bear, Dare Dorm, Fuck a Fan from Immoral. I guess the Fuck a Fan really qualifies because the guys are amateur, interestingly enough. Some good series here. It's different than it was when I started way, way back in the day, when you might see some of these videos that never had girls you never saw again, which always made it interesting to me. We had Best Anal Movie and Best Anal Series. Anal Beauty from Tushy, that's a really good series, obviously. And all of Tushy's lines are going to be up for anal because that's all the website does. Anal Cuties from Hard X, Anal Models, also from Tushy. Anal Newbies, Leigh Wood, Mark Wood and Francesca Leigh do a great job. Anal Novice from Vision Films. The Art of Anal Sex, also Tushy. So that's three Tushy lines. You're going to find a couple of themes. The Blacked, Tushy, and Vixen lines from Greg Lansky are beautifully shot and very hot. And right now, I think the biggest thing is going. The Art of Anal Sex, Tushy. DP Masters from Jules Jordan. DP My Wife With Me, Reality Junkies. That's kind of a fun little fantasy thing. Married couples, bring in another dude to have the wife, kind of a little featurette kind of thing. Manuel DPs Them All, Mix Anal Teens from BAM, Mr. Anal from Bang Productions, My Girl Loves Anal from Naughty America, Pure Anal Pleasure from Pure Passion, and Teens Love Anal. There's a lot on here. Basically, one of the Tushy lines probably has to win. They're kind of lapping the field right now. Best Anal Sex Scene. Abella Danger Manuel Ferrara from her Star Showcase. Alex Gray from Anal Beauty 3 from Tushy. Interesting. Veruca James. Veronica Avlov. Interesting. Veronica Avlov and James Dean from Anal Fanatic. I just reviewed that. That was a really, really good scene. Megan Rain, Joanna Angel, and Nacho Vidal from The Art of Anal or from Anal Sex on the Beach from Burning Angel. Interesting. Anna Marie, Adriana Chechik, Gape Tryouts, of course. Interracial and Anal 3 Blacked, Riley Reed and Josh LeCaff. Latin Asses 2, Christina Rose and Mick Blue. Marley Banks, Casey Calvert, Vicky Chase. Performers of the Year 16, Vicky Chase and Mick Blue. I've heard a lot about that scene. Elegant Angel's a little behind on their screeners right now, so I have heard that was a great scene. Top models, Gillian Jansen, Mick Blue. I love Gillian Jansen. There's some good stuff here. The Abella scene from with Mick Blue was really good and might be interesting. Best anthology movie. So basically, anthology. All right. Not exactly sure what they mean by this. I have to go through and read the description. Usually an anthology is a collection, but we're looking at some stuff that is... Interesting. Come on, My Tattoo 5, Burning Angel. That's obviously a tattoo fetish movie. Face of an Angel, Mind of a Devil. That's a Jesse Jane, or Jesse. We don't call her Jesse Jane anymore. Jesse movie was good. Flesh Hunter 13. Fucking Flexible from Tony Rebus and Evil Angel. One of my favorite movies of the year. The Mia Malkova scene in that was really hot. Performers of the Year 2016 is very good. That's a great series from Elegant Angel. Sins of Life from Brazzers. Interesting. I'll have to go a little deeper into that. There are things like Best Art Direction. DNA was really nice to look at. Sex Bots from Wicked. Lots of Wicked and Axel Braun stuff on here. There's a Burning Angel movie. Wicked. Brazzers. Severe Sex. Interesting. So my friends at Severe Society got a nice little Art Direction movie. Congratulations, guys. Two of them, actually. Kinky Fantasy Club also. Great job, guys. Digital Playground, Wet from Harmony, Wet Dreams Harmony, Wicked, again, Sex Bots, Spizo, Brazzers, Axel Braun, Suicide Squad, and Supergirl both got nominated. Suicide Squad was really nice looking. Wood Rocket, Hustler, and Tarantino Triple X for the Vegnificent Seven. Congratulations, Tarantino. Nice work. Best BDS movie? BDSM movie? That's another one that I have to do a lot of watching because I watch only a few during the course of the year. Have I seen any of these titles? I watched Heartbreaker vs. Obscura, which is the Severe Society title, wrestling superhero type. Liked it a lot. That's really kind of it. Submission of Emma Marx gets thrown in there, which means it probably wins. My first reaction to that is that's not fair. That's a feature. It's not a BDSM movie. There are BDSM themes in it, but it really it's part three of porn's version of Fifty Shades of Grey. I disagree with the placement of that movie just because it's not fair to the people like Severe Society. We've got a couple titles in here. Joanna Angel did a BDSM movie. Jewel's Submission. And there's some kink stuff in here. Deception. There's a movie to talk about. Deception. I did see that one. It was a 50-minute, maybe a 60-minute movie. A feature. Obviously a very stripped-down, simple story. With severe BDSM sex in it. And I think that really, really deserves some recognition. It was... the sex was way out of my wheel zone, but the movie itself was beautifully shot and kind of scary and definitely intense. So, see, something like that to me is different than Submission of Emma Marx. Best Big Bust Movie. I don't see any Angela White titles in here, and every one of her movies could be. So I suppose these are going to be in other categories, perhaps. Stacked 5. Just finished that last night. Another new one. Yeah, best big tit movie, big butt movie, sorry. Annika versus Kelsey, that's a tough one to beat because Annika Albright has a great ass and Kelsey Monroe has, I think, one of the best asses in the business. She's totally underrated. She's awesome. Spectacular woman. Wet Asses 6 was good. Ass-tastic from Kevin Moore was an interesting movie. The Booty Queen 4 from Archangel. Booty Queen 2 from Archangel. Booty Queen 2 I have right here. I reviewed that one. That was AJ Applegate. Fantastic. But honestly, the Annika versus Kelsey stands out to me right away. Best boy-girl sex scene. We'll talk more about this when we break down the category. But it's tough because there's such a variety of movies and genres covered in this series, or this category. Let's see. Yeah, this one we'll have to see. They pull Supergirl Triple X, Carter Cruz, and Charles Dara out of here. Then you've got her first interracial from Dark X with Sarah Love and Mandingo. You've got Fucking Flexible. Okay, the Leah Lexis scene made it from Fucking Flexible rather than the Mia Malkova scene. And I'm okay with that because the Leah Lexis scene was also really good. She's beautifully flexible. Really, really hot scene. Interesting. Best cinematography. Best comedy. Let's see if there's anything that stands out here. All Natural Saints from Hustler. Amish Girls from Zero Tolerance was kind of funny. Slutty Mom, I have that here to review. Sorority Sisters, Digital Playground, I'll have to watch that. Really nothing here that stood out to me as super funny. I think that porn comedies are really tough, especially as budgets drop and people have less time to write scripts. By the way, we're only about a fifth of the way down, and I'm just roughly going over this. We're already 16 minutes into this podcast. So maybe you get an idea as to why the whole series takes us so long to get through. Best continuing series is a big one. We'll just kind of hit the highlights for the rest of the way. By the way, this is Roger Pipe, Rog of RogReviews.com. That's my email, Rog@RogReviews.com. Let me know what you want to hear more about as we go through this. And if you have any reaction, leave a comment on the website or on YouTube, wherever you're listening to this. Let me know what you think. Best continuing series, Angela Loves from Angela White is in there. Congratulations. Fantastic. Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex. Again, interesting putting that in that category. Caden Cross getting some love for her Casting Couch series. Nina Hartley's Guide also in there. Slut Puppies from Jules Jordan is a great series. I just reviewed number 11. Yes, the stuff is really stacked up here on my desk. Just reviewed Slut Puppies 11. Liked it a lot. Yeah, Angela can win that. Best Director of a Feature. Kay Brandt for Babysitting the Baumgartners. That's going to win a lot of awards this year. Let's see who else. Colorblind from B-Scow. Dark Secrets, Jonathan Morgan gets a shot. Mike Quasar for Devil Inside. Mike Quasar, totally underrated porn director because he shoots just meat and potatoes gonzo stuff. Now, but he's excellent. He really is. He's a great guy and a great director. And he gets nominated for Devil Inside, which was a good movie. DNA, Brad Armstrong. Lefty, Dana Vespoli, gets nomination for actress and director in that movie. So far, really enjoying that one. Again, Submission of Emma Marx shows up here. Preacher's Daughter does not show up for Brad Armstrong, so he gets it for DNA, not Preacher's Daughter. All right, interesting. Foreign feature director non-feature. Let's see if there's anything on here that stands out. Interesting. Oh, this is foreign non-feature. Best director non-feature. Mime Freak and AJ Applegate for AJ's Angels. Jules Jordan for Face of an Angel, Mind of a Devil. Good movie. Mason for Mia, which was Mia Malkova's star showcase, loved it. Kevin Moore for Payback for Wicked. Dreadneck for Performers of the Year 2016. William H. for Veronica Rodriguez, Latin Squirt Goddess. That was a pretty interesting flick. Best Director of a Parody. Parodies are always fun, fun category. Let's see. Harry Sparks for Beauty and the Beast. Joanna Angel for How the Grinch Gaped Christmas. Brie Mills and Stills by Allen for Little Red, which was a good one. Not Tracy Lords. Will Ryder. Have not seen that, Will Ryder. Have not seen that movie pop my way. I do want to see it. Caden Cross for The One That I Lust. Vic Legina for Sex Machina, a Triple X Playground. Jim Powers, Storage Whore Orgy. I want to point out that I did request a Storage Wars parody about a year ago on one of the lists that I published. Axel Braun for Suicide Squad, going to be tough to beat him for that one. Leroy Myers for 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles. Mark Weston for This Ain't American Horror Story, which was a really interesting movie, by the way. Kind of cool. This Ain't Fallout, Andre Madness, True Detective, Jack Edema. It's going to be very, very tough to beat Axel Braun. although I have not seen the Not Tracy Lords. You've got things like Best Double Penetration Scene, Best Drama, DNA, Best Editing, Best Ethnic Movie, Asian Bombshells 2 from Elegant Angel, Asian Fuck Machines, Asian Stepdaughters, Asian. Best Ethnic Interracial Series, First Prince from Archangel is a very good one. Black and White from Blacked.com is going to be tough to beat. What else you got? Interracial Threesomes from Blacked. Lexus Pretty Young Things from Lex Steel Evil Angel. Mandingo, King of Interracial from Dogfart. Shane Diesel's Babysitters from New Sensations. Best Foreign Stuff. Let's skip down to the good stuff. Best Gonzo Movie. Angela Loves Gonzo. Once again, I'm mentioning Angela White. What else is on here? Caden Cross Winner's Circle. Manuel's Fucking POV 5. Best Group Sex Scene. Best Ingenue Movie for New Young Girls. Best Interracial Movie. Let's see how many Blacked stuff showed up here. Interracial Icon 2 from Blacked. My First Interracial 7 from Blacked. So only two of them. That's not too many. Best Makeup. Best Male Newcomer. Honestly, give me a comment if you know any of these people or you care. I think, sadly, Best Male Newcomer is one of the saddest categories ever. Best Marketing Campaign. That's always fun. Individual Project. Pay for Your Porn from Adult Empire. Great, great campaign. No on Prop 60. So Julia Ann gets credit for the No on Prop 60 campaign. She totally deserves it. She really ran social media. She ran point on social media getting Prop 60 defeated. Honestly, that is your best marketing campaign, because somehow she led the way to absolutely beat back a campaign where we were outspent by a ton, and I really thought we were going to get beat. But great job, Julie Ann, there. Let's see. Best New Imprint. Bella Pass, Blue City, Colette, Culineros, Dark X, Holly Randall Productions, Hot Shot Productions, Perv City, Pretty Dirty, She Will Cheat, Sin's Life, Vision Films, Venus Lux Entertainment, Vixen, and Wasteland. Interesting. Best New Series. All right. Now we'll get to the big ones, because honestly, we are really, really over. Definitely don't want to go over 30 minutes. Best New Starlet. Kimmy Granger, Alex Gray, Holly Hendricks, Elsa Jean, JoJo Kiss, Katie Kiss, Liren Law, Melissa Moore, Kira Noir, Anya Olsen, Gia Page, Piper Perry, Adria Ray, Lana Rhodes, Gina Valentina. I think Elsa Jean is probably the most high-profile girl on this, although Melissa Moore also. Some good performers here. Interesting. This is fine. I mean, I don't see anybody on this list, or I don't see anyone missing from this list that I saw. Oh, that person has to be on there. It's a pretty good list. They're all very similar, though, I think. And while we're doing this, we are going to do the contest from last year, where we will pick 15 or so categories. You submit your ballot for who you think is going to win, and the winners will receive some prizes. We had a great time with the XRCO version. Lots of great prizes, thanks to Black.com and California Exotics. And hopefully we'll do that again. Best non-sex performance. Let's see, James Bartolet is always on this list. There he is, James Bartolet for Beauty and the Beast. My friend Kiki Dare is on here for New Beginnings from Wicked. Congratulations. That works just fine. Tim Von Swine. Swiney with a nomination for Republican candidate wife swap from Hustler Video. That was one of the Trump videos they made. It was actually a better movie than the Donald. He played Chris Christie. Very funny in that movie. Congratulations, Swiney. Best Oral. And let's see. I don't see... Asa Goes to Hell, Asa Akira. If the scene I'm thinking of for that one, it was fantastic. I do not see an Angela White scene, though. How about Vicky Chase? There has to be a Vicky Chase scene in the Best Oral category. There is not. I don't know. We might have missed one there. Best Parody. Beauty and the Beast, Ghostbusters, XXX, How the Grinch Gaped Christmas, Little Red, Not Tracy Lords, The One I Lost, Republican Candidate, Wife Swap. That was a good movie. And it's up here, and the Donald is not. Good job. They picked the right one. Sex Machina, Storage Horror Orgy, Suicide Squad, Supergirl, XXX, 10 Inch Mutant Ninja Turtles, This Ain't American Horror Story, This Ain't Fallout, and True Detective. That's nice. Best polyamory movie, who cares? Best screenplay, not who cares. I'm just going through this quickly. Best screenplays, this is all great. Best solo, best soundtrack, just so you guys get an idea of what we have to go through. Best special effects, best specialty movie, other genres. That's a lot of incest and foot movies, probably, and some pregnant stuff thrown in there. Best Star Showcase, Abella from Hard X, Adriana Chechik, Ultimate Slut from Johnny Darko, Adria Fox's Slut Woman, All Access Jasmine J, Ashley Fires is the Archangel, Brett Rossi is Delicious, Deviant Devil, Gabby Paltrova, Holly Hendricks is Anal Experience, Jesse Sex Machine 2, Mia from Hard X, really, really good movie, Mick Loves Annika from BAM, Riley Reed, Overexposed from Adam and Eve, Sexploitation of Alex Lynx, The Sin's Life, with Johnny and Kiss of Sins, Veronica Rodriguez, Latin Squirt Goddess. Not as many... That's not as hard-hitting as it used to be. I don't see any of the Jules Jordan star showcases. Fewer of the big ones. And the Jesse one is there. Jesse Sex Machine 2. Mia was good and Abella was good. Those two are among my favorites. Supporting actor... Brad Armstrong gets one there for Preacher's Daughter. He was very good in that movie. Liked that a lot. Shawn Michaels for This Ain't American Horror Story. Shawn was very funny in his limited role. Best Supporting Actress, Brittany Amber for The Donald. Okay. Alexis Fox for Preacher's Daughter. Katie Morgan, Republican candidate wife swap. She played Megyn Kelly. Had the best sex scene in the movie as well. Best taboo relations movie, best three-way sex scene, boy-boy-girl, girl-girl-boy, best transsexual movie, best transsexual series, best transsexual sex series scene, best virtual reality sex scene, that's going to be interesting, clever title, these are fun to read, we'll go over these later. Director of the Year, Brad Armstrong, James Avalon, Axel Braun, Stormy Daniels, Manuel Ferrara, William H., Jules Jordan, Greg Lansky, Ryan Madison, Mason, Bree Mills, and Stills by Allen, Jim Powers, B. Scout, Jackie St. James, and Dana Vespoli. Good list. I mean, honestly, some pretty great directors on that list. Let's see. Male Performer of the Year, MILF Performer of the Year, Most Outrageous Sex Scene, Transsexual Performer, Web and Technology. We will go over these all later. Porn Star Website. Angela White's site is not on there. Seriously, guys? Come on. Best Web Director, Tim Von Swine. Swiney up there for Best Director. Ivan is not. Not happy am I. All right, let's go back up and do these last couple. Let's do Best MILF Performer. Ava Adams, Julia Ann. Julia Ann, Julia Ann, Julia Ann. She is absolutely gorgeous and so smart and sexy and fantastic. Veronica Avlov, Brianna Banks, who came back shortly. Mercedes Carrera, Ryan Connor, Cherry DeVille, Nina L., Alexis Fox, Francesca Leigh, who is always fantastic. Honestly, one of the best performers on this list. She's just flat out still super hot and filthy. Brandy Love, Kendra Lust, India Summer, who you guys know I love, Dana Vespoli. Dana Vespoli's a MILF. I still remember. Anyway, Jodie West. Good list. There's four or five women here who could win, and there's a bunch who are just on the list and should be nominated, or proud to be nominated. Male Performer of the Year, Mick Blue, always a favorite, Xander Corvus, James Dean. Interesting, if you guys want to talk about this, James Dean is back on the list. Last year, of course, were the sexual assault allegations, and people stayed away from him at award times, especially at XRCO. So he's back on the list. What do you guys think? Ryan Driller, Marcus Dupree, Manuel Ferrara, Small Hands, Kieran Lee, Mandingo, Derek Pierce, Tommy Pistol, Tony Rebus, Lexington Steel, Chris Strokes, and Prince Joshua. Again, good list. There's probably four or five guys who really have a shot and some other guys who are good but do not have a shot. Foreign Performers of the Year, Danny D gets a lot of work. I like his work. Rocco, Nacho, the usuals. Mainstream Star of the Year, Asa Akira, Joanna Angel, Julia Ann, Samantha Bentley, Carter Cruz, Skin Diamond, who's gone on to a nice music career, Jessica Drake, who certainly got a lot of mainstream exposure, not just for the campaign thing, but also her educational series. Jiz Lee, Kieran Lee, Christy Mack, Nikki Phoenix, Tasha Rain, Jackie St. James. Again, I think first thought, it's got to go to Julia Ann for the great political work she did. Female foreign performer of the year, Amira Adra, Samantha Bentley, Claire Castle, Stella Cox, Misha Cross, Sienna Day, Tiffany Dahl, Leah Gerland, Jasmine J. Jasmine J probably wins just because of the exposure level. Lexi Lowe, Amara Miller. Honestly, there's a lot of really beautiful women great performers, but I think Jasmine J's exposure level makes her the early favorite. And finally, female performer of the year, Annika Albright, a previous winner, August Ames, nice, AJ Applegate, one of my top five for sure, Vicky Chase, another of my top five, Adriana Chechik, who's won in the past and I still don't get, Abella Danger, looking to move from best newbie to best performer and has a good shot, Adra Fox, Keisha Gray, Chantel Hart, very nice selection, Katrina J, Jillian Jansen, Sarah Love, Megan Rain, Riley Reed, and Veronica Rodriguez. How exactly is Angela White not nominated? Wow. Okay. So two of my top five actually get nominated. Sarah Vandela, I understand. Sarah's been around for a long time. Totally, totally underrated. That Angela White, how does I don't get that. There you go. There's the initial reaction. How is Angela White not here? But we will talk about it in depth when we start the program. And again, hopefully by then I will have started voting. I'm going to reach out to AVN today and make that official. We'll be adding a soundboard and a better mic so that we can maybe do some call-ins, talk to other critics, see what they think about the list, their voting process, anything that we can discuss. Maybe even get some of the nominees on to do a little guest podcasting. And maybe if we can, even get some of you guys to call in and see what you think. In the meantime, please comment. Drop me an email, roger@rogerviews.com, Roger T. Pipe on Twitter, or just drop a comment in the comment section in the video and or the website podcast that you're looking at. And let me know what you think of the list. And I thank you very much. And enjoy your Thanksgiving.